The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Brachos Daf Nun Vav, to continue the idea of halachos that we were discussing, the Gemara on the Beis and in Heilman Beis, continuing to involve, talks about the Chalomis of Yosef, which Hamikra Ta'imid Darshemi, the whole story of Yosef being sold, starts with Chalomis, where he was supposed to be Melech, and he's sold to Mitzrayim, and he rises to Gedula based on the Chalomis of the Sarah Oifin and the Sarah Mashke, and then he's brought out of jail and he becomes the Mishnah Melech because he's posted the Chalomis of Paris, says Alekhim, is the one who's posted Chalomis. But there's something about Chalomis which is very intrinsic to the story of Yosef and the brothers. What is it? What is it about Chalomis which had to create the unfolding events which brought Klal Yisrael to Mitzrayim and created the schism which was never fully healed between Yosef and his brothers? The Maral and Rabbi Dessler and Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen and other Balei Agoda in many places discuss the concept of Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. The Chazal and the Masoret teaches us, based on Pesukim and Tanakh, that La'asid Lavoi, before Mashiach ben David comes, before Melech HaMashiach comes, and creates a new reality which will be imposed, a superimposed reality that will, the Rebbein Shalom, the same idea, the Rebbein Shalom will bring the third Beis Mikdash down. It'll be a reality, and that the whole world of Mashiach is a reality of a world that doesn't exist today. It's gonna be a reality, so to speak, that's gonna come down from the heavens. Mashiach ben David is a supernatural phenomenon which will come down min hashamayim, and it'll create a new reality where there was not. Mashiach ben Yosef, however, as the Svarim teach us, is a natural process in the unfolding of times. As the generations come closer to Mashiach, it's not clear if it's one person or it's a whole series of events. There's a mochama, an ongoing struggle called Ikvus de Mashiach. It's called Chevle Mashiach. And Mashiach ben Yosef will struggle, as the Midrashim tell us, with the forces of evil. And there's going to be the Svarim tell us there's going to be a Mulchama between Ra and Toiv, which is not kulay supernatural. And it's a Mulchama that goes back and forth. It swings back and forth. Sometimes the Ra gets the upper hand. Sometimes the Toiv for a short time gets the upper hand. Ultimately, the Toiv will almost be Mizgaber, and then the Ra will be able to temporarily vanquish the forces of Toiv. And it says in the Medrash, one should be mispal. The Rizal says in the Brach of Yerushalayim that Mashiach ben Yosef, whoever that is, should not be killed by the gates of Yerushalayim, as the forces of Ra, which is called Golus, who sweeps down and to destroy today. It's assimilation. Call it the internet. Call it whatever you want. In every door, the Nisyonis are different. Call it Haskalah. Call it Reform. Call it Zionism. Whatever the Nisyonis of that door is, which threaten to black out, to destroy the Mitzius of Toiv, which represents itself in Klal Yisrael and Toiv. That epic struggle back and forth is not a force of Toiv, which is representative in Mashiach ben Yosef, is not a force from outside, from above, from Lamalam and Derech HaTeva, but it's a force in the Teva itself. And this is really what we discussed with Gabi Chalomis. There's a Metzius of Nevuah. Nevuah is a force of Ruchnius, of Toiv, which is superimposed on a Navi who is Oymid Bekar. It's on that Madrega, but it comes me, it's not part of him, it doesn't come from within, it comes from without. As opposed to a chaloim, which is the subconscious. Not to be a chaloim of Toiv, chaloim l'ra, there's no chaloim of Toiv which doesn't have ra, and there's no chaloim of ra which doesn't have Toiv, which is really the inside of every person. No person is totally rotten, no person is totally good. Everybody is something in the middle, and depending on the shade of what the person is, that's what his subconscious is. And that's what the chaloimness, which he sees in front of him, will be illustrative of. Which means that the process of chaloimis is really, on a deeper level, the struggle of Mashiach ben Yosef. The chaloimis represent the struggle between Toiv and Ra being Mu'uriv, and Yosef HaTzadik saw b'chaloim, Yosef HaTzadik was kuloi kodesh, kuloi tzadik yisraelim, but what he was able to do was, without so to speak, a force from without, he was able to conquer his nature inside, and he was able to be Omin bin Yisrael. He was Kulay Tzadik from within. And that Madrega brought him to the point where he saw Malchus in a Chalom, which means to say that that dream wasn't a dream stamazo. It was a dream which was representative of his inner world. His inner world was a world of Malchus Shamayim. And he saw himself at the center of that Malchus because he had conquered himself. He was Malchus in terms of his Memshola, in terms of his being Moshal Al Yitzra. He saw that in a conscious way, as his destiny. And he gave that over to his brothers, but his brothers, Svaram tell us that the Muhammad between Yehuda, that's why Yehuda was the one who was ultimately in the face-off between Yosef and Yehuda in the beginning of Parashat Vayigash, it was Malchus Beis David against Malchus Mashiach ben Yosef. And again, after David HaMelech, when the kingdom of David HaMelech of Rechavim, his grandson, split up, there was Malchus of Yosef. Yeravam was a tzaddik Yisroelim, be Yisoid. And then he lost himself because he relied on his inner self. The Gemara talks about a startling conversation. The Rebbe Hashem said, Chazor boch, vani ben Yishai v'ato, vani v'ato ben Yishai atayel, ben Yishai v'ato atayel imcho v'gan Eden. And the Gemara tells us that Yeravam rejected the offer. There was a world of Toiv that was inside Yeravam. It was Tzadik Yisrael from inside. But ultimately, a person needs a Ruach Tohar Mimoroim in order to give him that safeguard against going off. That was the tragedy of Yeravam ben Nebat. But in any case, there's a struggle between Toiv and Radar and Uruv Zebzeh, which is Ben Yosef, Mashiach Ben Yosef. And that is the world of Chalomis that Yosef Atzadik conquered, and he became Kuloi Torah Midifnim, and that's why his Psiras Chalomis was Kuloi Torah, because he was able to connect to the subconscious of be it the Saraif and the Saramashka, the Sapar. His Koyach to be Pesach Chalomis was the Koyach of complete control of one's thought process. The Midah of Tzadik Yisrael Olam refers to purity, Binyonik Kedusha, purity over one's power of thought, purity of one's thoughts, that his thoughts shouldn't take him in directions where the Torah does not want him to be going. That Koyach is called Tzadik. That is the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik, the Midah of Tzadik Yisrael. And the unfolding events that represented itself in the Chalomis of Yosef is really the world of the subconscious, which is really what we're talking about in these Dafim of Inyone Chalomis. The Gemara, Dafim Vov, talks about, we discussed it in the previous year, Bar Hadyo, who was posted Chalomis for Abaye Merova. Abaye would ask him, Abaye paid him money, so he showed favor to Abaye, and he was posted Chalomis Latoiv. Rova didn't give him money, he gave him less money, so he was posted Chalomis Lara. How could Bar Hadyo, who obviously was not a person of very distinguished character, change the outcome of what was supposed to happen in Abaye's life and supposed to happen in Rova's life? So again, the idea is that when a person who's Poisa Chalomis, the person who dreams, who has the Chalom, goes to somebody who has a certain amount of insight, and he listens to that person, what he's doing is he's connecting with a reality from out, from without. That reality from without can be stronger than the reality from within. So if the person from without, the person who he's connecting to, represents the Chalom as Kach L'Kach, then that outcome will be able to determine what the outcome will be, maybe more than the inner truth which is in the person's subconscious, in the person's inner world. It's stronger. Something from without. The same way Nevuah is stronger than a Chaloyim. A Poster Chaloyim can change the proper Pisorin, the proper interpretation of the Chaloyim, to something which Loyalenu might not be so good. If you want to Moshel Ma'ad of a Doimah, think about, talking about the subconscious, think about a therapist, the person trying to work himself out, he's trying to get everything out of his system, or he's trying to make sense of his inner world. He goes to a therapist who helps him explore what's going on inside of himself. The therapist can lean a person in a certain direction if he has negius. That's why it's so important to go to a therapist that has your shemayim, that has a certain amount of taharis alev, because the interpretation, the subjective interpretation of the therapist will connect the person to a reality from without, which can change what the person is feeling inside. it will reflect and change over the world of what that person's feeling inside, to the point where a person could actually make life's decisions and be connected with those life's decisions based on where the therapist is leading him. Again, like we said, if the koyach of the subconscious, which controls the subconscious urges and drives which control a person, can ultimately be controlled by using the koyach habechira, which is a koyach from without, the same way nevuah, tshuva, are koyaches from without, the same way the Beis HaMikdash, which is Yorid Mimoroi, is a koyach from without, as opposed to the Mochomis of Mashiach Ben Yosef, which is the koyach of trying to bring about the gula from within, and it's stronger because it's imposed milamalo. The same is true. The kvira of Freud was not in concentrating on how much a person is controlled by his subconscious. That Rabbi Sol Salanter already wrote 50, 60 years before Freud. And that's Emes Lamita, that a person is controlled very, very much by his past experiences, by his personality, which is created by his subconscious world. That's definitely true. But Rabbi Sol Salanter says that in Poga b'menuvel zeh moshcheh l'beis ha-medush, a person was given barasi yitzahara, barasi teritamu. A person was given to offset that world of evil, or that world of not being mizdabek and toiv, which lives inside a person, who's mu'uruv of toivera, a person can connect to the world without, with the vehicle of toiv. A person can learn, Rabbi Sol Salanter proposed learning Musar, or any of the other vehicles, there's Chassidus, there's Musar, there's different Mahalchim and Avodas Hashem, where a person can connect to a Dava Kodesh mi bachutz, a Dava Morim, a Dava Rukhni, mi bachutz, and that can conquer the world of Ra, the world of Heda, the world of Shlili, the world of negativity, which resides inside his subconsciousness. That's the Kfira of Freud, again, is not in the world of the subconscious. The Kfira of Freud is in denying Bechira. Bechira is a Koyach mi Me'al, and Freud was not able to see the world Me'al. He was only able to see the world from within. He was a tremendous genius in describing the world from within, but he was not able to plug into the reality of a world from without, a world of Kedusha which can superimpose a Ruach Tahara. This is what we say. V'ruach kodshecho al tikach memeni. Every single person has an ability to tap into a ruach kodsh. And that's what we ask for when we stand and say some tshuva and we daven slichos. What we're doing is we're trying to plug into a reality of tshuva which is without. Rav Huttner says something very interesting. Rav Huttner says that slichos, which is the tefillah of tshuva, starts every morning when we say slichos, and we literally have the same seder as if we were davening. There's Ashrei with Kaddish, with slichos, and then Tachlim, and then another slichos. Really, the seder atvila of a Kaddish with an Ashrei, with mamish looks like a mincha. The pshat is that the regular world of tvila is a world that we live in, is a fixed world, and there's a reality of how much schusim a person has. The world of tshuva is a world from without. It's not a world that is representative of what a person's madreg is, or what a person's experiences are, or what a person's subconscious, latav or lamutav, is full of. The world of tshuva is the ability to plug into a koyach from without. The same way the Pesach Chaloimos is the world without, Malchus Beis David is the world without, the Mashiach, the Beis HaMikdash Shel Eish, Sheyoyrid, Emiyetz Hashem Bekar of Mamish, is the world without. And a person has the ability to daven, a new experience, a new reality. We call that the world of tshuva. That's the world of slichus. As Chazal tell us, this Hashem Hashem, and the Yud Gimel Midos, this Hashem Koydim Achet, this Hashem Lach Achet. The Shem Havaya, which creates the world, which creates the reality of the world, there's one world from within. There's one world which is the fixed reality that we've created for ourselves. There's another mitzvah called the world from without. All this kolz nichnas into the fascinating inyonim of chalomis that we're talking about. The Gemara tells us that the time to daven for hatovas chalomis, and that's our minute, on Yom Tif, we say the Yehi Rotzon about Hatovas Chalomis by B'shas Tebichas Koinim. The Kohanim sing, V'recho Hashem V'yishmerecho, as they're singing the Niggin, traditional Niggin goes back hundreds of years, the Yisraelim that are listening, the non-Kahanim, say the tefillah for Atavas Chalaimis. What's the meaning of this? What does Chalaimis have to do with Bichas Kohanim? Bichas Kohanim is the representation of Toiv being given over into the world by the Rabbanu Shalom through Shluchim. Kahanim stick out their hands. The brocha of the Divrei Torah that they give over brings Toiv from without to Klal Yisrael through the Mevorchim of the Kahanim. In that vein, that's really what Chalaimis are. Chalaimis is the world from within, but the Hatovas Chalaimis, the Pesorim Chalaimis, the making the Chalaim, making a person's inner world into something which is Toiv, which is not Ma'uruv Toiv Ra, which is not Ra, it's not even Ma'uruv Toiv Ra, but it's Kula Toiv, is superimposing the world of Toiv, which is the world of Mashiach, the world of David, the world of Beis HaMikdash, the world of Bechira, the world of Torah, the world of Tshuva, all that, when a person imposes that on the world within, then the person reaches a Madrega where he's able to be Mahapach, like we say in the Nusach of the Hatavos Chalaimis, Lahapach Kilalaz Bilam Arosha Lebrocha. The Rebbeinu Shem is able to take the evil which exists in the world, is able to make it Kulay Toiv, Al Yidei the Ruach Kotchecha, which he sends down. So we're mistal b'shas the Bichas Koyanim for that force from without, that Shefa from the Rebbeinu Shem, the Kedusha, which is representative in the Kehanim. We ask the Rebbeinu Shem to change the world within, which is limiting, which is limited in terms of being Muruv Tevra, change that over into a Dover, Shekulay Toiv, Shekulay Chesed, Shekulay Rabbah. The Rebbeinu Shem should give us the Siyata Dishmaya to not only be zeichet to the world without, which can bring us to a state of Kedusha, Tahara, ultimately the Tikkun HaGadol, which will be B'shas Mashiach, B'shas the Beis HaMikdash, that will be rebuilt. But in the interim, we should be able to struggle and find the Toiv which is within us, and be able to reach out and above ourselves to bring that Toiv, which the Rebbeinu Shalom offers us, into our world to live in a world of Tahara, in a world of Tahara Mibifnim, which brings to Tahara Mibachutz, and it purifies a person and the atmosphere around him. Our Chalomos, not only the Chalomos we dream while we sleep, but more importantly the Chalomos, as you know, the famous line from the Panovich Rav, I might be dreaming, but I'm not sleeping. A person could dream, and a person's dreams, all of our dreams, should be Kulay Toiv, should not be Ma'uruv with Toiv Rabba, they should be Kulay Toiv, Kulay in tandem, be yachad, with what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants and expects from us. Amen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.